About 6 years ago, I took a phone call from a friend of mine who lives in Texas, in Dallas to be exact. And he was a fan of what I've been doing here in Savannah for the last decade plus from afar and saying, man, you know, it's great what you're doing. We're both former news guys and everything that he's been watching, everything that I've been doing here with the food scene and all that stuff. And he started offering me some ideas and recommendations for expansion. And I thought, okay, that's great. I got my hands full here with a very, very robust food scene here in Savannah, and it's growing across the river and all that stuff. So I wasn't really necessarily interested in doing Eat It and Like It Texas. That didn't matter. But what that did was kind of light a fuse to where I ended up discussing with some people the possibility of expanding the brand into Florida. And that was appealing because I spend, if I'm not here in Savannah Hilton Head, you can count on me being in Florida. It's my home state. I have family down there. I'm always down there. Well, that was 6 years ago. Well, a few stops and starts later, I might have even mentioned it here on this episode, on this television show a while back, but we put a whole plan together. COVID killed that. Had to wait to get everything back lined up post-COVID. And it took a couple of years. You know, it's a small business to get everything back lined up. A couple of stops and starts later, I believe we are starting again. And I'm not going to make a big deal out of it except mention it here on TV, right? But Eat It and Like It Florida was the brand that we spun off of Eat It and Like It a few years ago. And you can start looking for, if you're interested in travel to Florida, you can start looking for a podcast. You can start looking for a more written content. It's always been on the homepage. I've spent a lot of time doing research on this and meeting the right people and shaking the right hands. But we have been presented with a spectacular opportunity for expansion. I can't get into details beyond that, except to say that I said, heck yes, we're going to do this. And we're going to hopefully spin off the brand into Florida and call it Eat It Florida. So if you have any interest in traveling down to Florida at any point, we hope we can be something of a resource. There are plenty of places you can look for recommendations and all that. But we are going to begin a podcast talking to people all over the state and providing content on not the main places, not Miami and not the theme parks and not all the stuff that everybody talks about ad nauseum, but the in-betweens, the best fried shrimp in Daytona Beach, the best pizza in Vero Beach, you know, this brand new champagne bar in Sarasota that's $150 minimum per person, stuff like that. We are very excited. I am very excited. And again, no elephant riding parades down the middle of the street. I'm mentioning it here, and you probably won't hear about it again for a month or two or whatever, but Eat It Florida is a thing. Eat It Florida is a thing I'm very proud of. And Eat It Florida is a thing that I hope you will consume, content of which will be at eatitandlikeit.com. That's not to say I'm leaving Savannah. I'm not. This is my home. This is my home here. I will always be here. This is my forever office, I think. This is my forever home, and I'm not going anywhere. We're not leaving. We're just doing more and having some people help me do more. So all that said, hope you check it out. Eat It Florida at eatitandlikeit.com.